You see the entrance to the plane down a long corridor. You sheepishly enter the plane to be greeted by a beautiful stewardess towering over you. "Hello, dear. We've been expecting you," I say, as I bend down a little bit to pet your head. You can see my massive cleavage straining against my blue, skin-tight Lycra stewardess uniform. "We have a seat for you right in the front, dear. Follow me." I extend out my hand, and you meekly take it. I turn around and start leading you to your plane seat. Because I am so tall, you're at eye level with my heart-shaped ass, which sways seductively back and forth as I walk. "Here is your seat, honey. Please sit down and I will strap you in." You sit down and nervously watch as I kneel beside you, my breathtaking bosom right in front of your head. If I were to lean forward, your entire head would be smothered inside my enormous breasts. You watch my long, slender fingers pass the seatbelt over your waist and fasten it shut. "There. Now you are all safe and sound in your seat. Please excuse me for a few minutes, darling. I have to make sure the rest of the passengers get to their seats." And with that, I softly pat your pants right above the zipper, making you look at me with a stunned expression. You watch me stand up and proceed to attend to the other passengers. They all consist of 12-feet-tall women, like me, and their males. You realize that the males were just like you once. They were sold off to a giantess at auction, and the giantess would then become their mommy. You have never had a mommy that owns you, and you wonder, what is that like? You think with some trepidation that you will know soon, as you are being flown off to auction, where a giantess will bid on you and adopt you as hers. You know that whomever becomes your mommy is someone that you must always obey without question. You watch the other stewardess walk up and down the aisle. They are all wearing the same skin-tight blue Lycra outfit, and you can't help but stare at their 6-feet-long legs glide across the floor and look up at their amazing chests and faces when they look down at you. Some give you a tight smile. Others just look apathetically at you with their piercing eyes, their incredibly full lips closed without a hint of expression. This all makes you feel a little scared and alone. Eventually, you see me return to your seat. "How are you doing, sweetie? We're about to take off. Can I get you anything?" "Aw, you've never flown on a plane before, have you? Are you scared, honey?" "Oh, I had a feeling you would be. Here, I'm going to sit in this chair right beside you, and I'm going to be here for you on this plane flight. How does that sound?" I slowly lower my incredible rear into the seat next to you, a seat that is obviously made for a giantess, as it is so much larger than your own. The plane starts to accelerate quickly across the runway. I run a large hand over your hair, petting you. "Shh, shh, shh, shh. It's all right, honey. We're just taking off. Nothing to be afraid of, dear." You look up at me with wide eyes, and I give you a reassuring smile and pet your head softly. Suddenly, the plane is in the air, and you feel yourself being pushed back into the chair. Up, up. Up the plane climbs, and you feel my soft hand slowly stroke over your left thigh to comfort you. When the plane finally levels itself, I look down at you with a maternal softness. "There. You see, dear? Nothing to be scared of. We are up in the air and perfectly safe. Outside the plane, there is lightning and thunder from a storm. You can't help but feel apprehensive." "Aw, is the storm out there scaring you, honey? We're fine, dear."
"Are you nervous about something else?"
"It's the auction, isn't it? Boys are always nervous about the auction. But don't you worry. You will finally have a wonderful mommy who owns you, and your whole purpose in life will be realized. That's a good thing, dear." You stare up at me sheepishly, and you find it difficult to keep your eyes on my face when my heaving bosom is just above your head. "Do I have boys of my own? Oh, You're so sweet. Of course, dear. I've owned many boys almost as adorable as you. And with that, I give your little penis a soft squeeze through your pants. Your face turns a crimson shade of embarrassment, and I just softly smile down at you. Aw, you're so adorable. Do you know what I do with boys when they are on a plane flight like this, and they are scared and nervous like you? I tell them a little story to help them get to sleep. Would you like me to tell you a little story, dear? Good. How about I tell you the story of the Little Mermaid? The Little Mermaid lived under the sea, and whenever she felt hungry, she would go to a grotto filled with sea cucumbers. The grotto had many beautiful sea cucumbers, and all of them were filled with a delicious cream that she and the other mermaids would milk out of them. Do you know how she would do that, dear? Well, she would first pass her velvety soft hand over one, back and forth, back and forth. As I say this, you are shocked to feel my right hand start sliding back and forth over your pants, just above your penis. You nervously swallow as you start to feel your penis awaken in your pants. You've always been instructed never to touch yourself there, especially when it gets hard. So you get nervous, feeling your erection begin while being touched by me, even though it's through your pants. You suddenly hear me say, "Good boy." You look up at me, embarrassed, and start to apologize, but I shush you. Now, shush, shush, shush. It's all right, honey. It's okay. It's perfectly natural. I bet you get uncomfortable when you get an erection, don't you? It's because you're never allowed to touch it, isn't it? Well, women are allowed to touch your penis, dear. Yes, even before you've been sold to your mommy. Why don't we get a better view of your wonderful package, honey? And to your shock, I suddenly pull your pants down to your knees, exposing your erect penis, which sticks straight up in the air. Oh, it's absolutely adorable, dear. What a wonderful little penis you have. Isn't it nice not to have your penis straining desperately against your pants like that? Now, where was I? Oh, yes. The Little Mermaid would pass her velvety soft hand lightly over the sea cucumber, back and forth, and back and forth, just like that. It feels nice, doesn't it? It feels nice just to have my hand pet your penis, back and forth like that, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Now, I'm going to softly wrap your little penis in my hand. There we go. Your little penis is all gone inside my big soft hand, isn't it? Now I'm going to slowly stroke you. Up and down. Up and down. Yes. Good boy. I can feel your little penis starting to throb inside my fist. This is just what the Little Mermaid would do with a sea cucumber. She would stroke it up and down. Back and forth, nice and slow, just like that. Because in order to milk the sea cucumber, she had to make it nice and hard. When you make it nice and hard, that's when it fills up with all sorts of yummy cream. I bet you're filling up with yummy cream now too, baby. I can feel your little balls are nice and swollen. Good boy. That's where your cream is. Did you know that? That's what we have to get out of you, honey. Aw, you look so scared. Don't be scared, dear. When you are sold off to your mommy, you will be milked like this several times a day. Every day. So you might as well get used to it, baby. Don't worry. I'll take very good care of you on this flight. I always take very good care of boys on these flights. Just relax, dear. Just close your eyes and listen to my story. You sheepishly look around to see if anyone is watching me stroke you. You notice two stewardesses up front casually talking and looking at us. You are embarrassed that you are exposed in front of these beautiful women, just staring at your penis being stroked up and down. You see one of them, a gorgeous brunette, slowly flick out her broad tongue and start licking her huge lips while staring at you with intense, predatory eyes. You don't know why, but this makes you gasp a little, and your penis jumps in my hand, sending an extra bolt of pleasure up your spine. Honey, what did I say? Close your eyes, dear. That's it. Good boy. Now listen to my story. The little mermaid kept stroking that sea cucumber. It would get so hard in her hands, just like you're getting, dear. And of course, the sea cucumber isn't a vegetable. It's a little marine animal. They would often try to escape this milking, try to wriggle away, but the little mermaid was very strong. And she could just take her other hand and hold it tightly around the base of the sea cucumber so it couldn't escape. Just like you can't escape, dear. I've got my other hand tightly wrapped around your scrotum. Any attempt to move would be impossible, honey. So don't fight it. Only bad boys try to fight their milkings. Which can be very bad, as a giantess can punish you in so many ways. She can slap you harshly on the balls. Even give you a very harsh spanking while she milks you. You don't want that, do you, dear? No, I didn't think so. Back to the story. The little mermaid would just work her hands up and down. Up and down, and that sea cucumber couldn't wriggle away, honey. No, it couldn't. It just had to get so hard against its will. And I'm sure it was frightened, just like the boys can be when they are milked. Just like you are now. You can feel a pressure building in those little balls, can't you, dear? That's what's supposed to happen, honey. That's all part of the process of milking you. When you are milked, we need to get the full load out of your balls, honey. This buildup is a necessary part of that. Oh, I know. So many whimpers from you. You're starting to feel so anxious, but you don't know why. You will learn, little one. Oh, you will learn. After stroking that sea cucumber so thoroughly, so methodically, a little bit of cream would seep out of the tip. And I can see a little bit of fluid has seeped out of your tip as well. Good boy. You see me bring my hand to my mouth and put the finger that has some of your pre-cum on it between my lips. You see my full, thick lips suddenly constrict around my finger and suck at it. As I close my eyes with a contented look on my face. Very yummy. Very, very yummy, dear. Good boy. You suddenly notice behind you the sounds of all sorts of males, just like you. You notice that they are whimpering helplessly. Some of them have begun to pant excitedly, while others are moaning one word with a pleading tone in their voice. They are moaning, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy," over and over. I look down at you sympathetically as I go back to stroking your throbbing penis. Aw, are you hearing the other boys on the plane, aren't you? Well, what do you think is happening to them? They're getting milk too, honey. But some of them have gotten past the stroking stage, dear. You see, all of us giantists have these very big, thick lips that we use to wrap around our males' penises so we can suck all that beautiful cream out of their balls. That's what's going to happen to you, dear. Just like when the little mermaid would put that sea cucumber in her mouth, I will put your little penis in my mouth and I will suck and suck and suck. Yes, I will, precious. You start to hear the sounds of the males behind you get even more excited and desperate, with some beginning to scream out, "Mommy!" frantically. Whenever you hear the boys scream like that, they suddenly stop making sounds entirely, as if they had just passed out from some incredible ordeal. Oh, my little angel is getting so scared, isn't he? You're hearing such scary sounds behind you, aren't you? Well, don't worry, honey. All those screaming boys will be just fine. They are being sucked and milked, honey. I can feel your little penis quivering in my hand, letting its juices seep out all inside my fist. I can't wait to feel you spasm and explode in my mouth, little one. I can't wait to hear you scream, Mommy, as your penis jets rope and rope of white cum down my throat. Shh. Now, honey. I'm not going to stop. So being scared and asking me to? Mm-mm. Will you be a brave little boy for me? Will you be a good boy? Will you? Now, once the little mermaid had that sea cucumber all nice and hard and pulsating in her hands, she would bring her beautifully full, luscious lips to the tip of it and suck it right into her mouth. Oh, yes, she would, dear. And no matter how much that sea cucumber would squirm and try to escape her mouth, her lips formed an airtight seal around it as she moved it in and out of her mouth, sucking it over and over. Eventually, her pace would increase and the sucking intensify, and it would get more and more forceful. And do you know what would happen, dear? A beautiful thing, a wonderful thing. The sea cucumber would just explode from the sucking, and it would blow all of its creamy seed helplessly down the little mermaid's throat. She would relentlessly suck and suck at it, draining every last bit of fluid from the sea cucumber, leaving it an empty husk. Aw, so many frightened whimpers. Did that story scare you, honey? It scared you and excited you, didn't it? Well, guess what, baby? Your delicious little penis is going to play the part of the sea cucumber while I play the part of the little mermaid. You look up at me aghast as I slowly bring my head down to the top of your penis. You see my full O-shaped lips pause just above your penis as you feel my hot breath blow against it. It sends shivers up and down your body. Before you can say anything, my lips suddenly descend over your entire penis. You let out a shocked yell as you feel your penis become submerged in a hot, wet, tight tunnel. That is my mouth. You hear your breath come in gasps as I slowly, ever so slowly, start to position my lips up and down on your trapped member. You've never felt anything like this in your life. Never dreamed anything could feel like this. You hear yourself let out a constant moan as my head bobs up and down on your cock. My warm tongue is much larger than your penis, and it seems to curl around it, blanketing it in thick, gooey muscle that hugs all around your penis, constricting it, pumping it, milking it. You hear more and more males behind you, screaming and crying in that ominous silence that happens after their screams have reached a fevered pitch. Even though the pleasure is coursing up and down your cock, almost paralyzing in its intensity, you reflexively try to push away at my head, fearful of the mind-shattering orgasm that I will give you. My hands suddenly grab your wrists and pin your arms down by your side. The strength of my grip is shocking, and you know you cannot possibly escape the relentless sucking that my mouth is working on your little penis. My eyes are closed, and my head keeps a merciless rhythm over your trapped cock as you are continually worked up and down through the vice-like tightness of my thick, cushioned lips. You know now what a sea cucumber must have felt like inside the little mermaid's mouth. Trapped and helpless as you can feel yourself slowly being sucked up and down, you begin to weep at the pleasure and the pressure starting to build in your balls, which you feel start to retreat inside your body. My lips start pounding up and down your cock with a torrid intensity, and you throw your head back and wail like a trapped animal as you are being sucked and sucked. You hear yourself start to call me Mommy over and over again, just like you heard the other males on the plane do with their giantists, the ones who own them. Something in your frantic brain hopes that by intoning Mommy over and over again, that I will show your trapped penis mercy, and stop my relentless milking. But there is no mercy, little one. You are merely a livestock that needs to be drained for my sustenance. Your entire body has been reduced to the helpless little penis in my mouth. As you feel my lips suck and suck and suck and suck, 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 suck. Like a good boy, you come in my mouth. Like a good boy, you shoot helplessly rope after rope of white hot semen as my mouth swallows every bit. Like a good boy, you scream out, Mommy, while I suck and suck and suck you, draining your little balls completely dry. With one final scream of ecstasy, you shoot your final jet of semen deep down my throat as you pass out. You are dimly aware, as you lose consciousness, that my lips are continuing to suck at your balls, making sure they are completely drained and empty, while you fall into a deep, long sleep.